I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You may not be familiar with the paddlefish, but the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources has restored their population, and the work is happening now to determine how well they've done in West Virginia waters. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Unless you've seen one in an aquarium or at a DNR exhibition like National Hunting and Fishing Days, chances are pretty good you've never seen a paddlefish. Katie Zipfeld with DNR tells us they are an unusual critter for sure.
Paddlefish are kind of an archaic kind of species. They're native to the Ohio River drainage. They look and are similar to a shark, which they have a cartilaginous skeleton, just like a shark, similar skin, a little less rough. And then they have a long, just like their namesake, a long paddle on the front of their nose where all of their sensory things are. So that's how they kind of, they move and feel in the water. So they use the paddle to keep themselves from bumping into things.
Now, Katie says over time, their numbers dwindled to the point of extinction, but improved habitat has changed that.
Paddlefish were native to the Ohio River drainage system. Variable things like, you know, increase in pollution and the initial building of the lock and dam systems and the changing of the habitat, they since went extinct. And so with the newer lock and dam system, with the locks being a lot more further apart, and kind of a little bit changing the habitat to a little bit back to where it was before, we felt we could actually have success in reestablishing the species. So we started stocking them in about late 1990s and really heavily in the early 2000s, and didn't really get a chance to do a whole-scale stocking success or population evaluation.
And that brings us to the current research, which is just getting off the ground, work the DNR is doing in conjunction with WVU.
Try to evaluate the population, look at the population characteristics, see where we're headed. We're going to try to evaluate if there's any natural reproduction going on, look at kind of their habitat usage, where they're spawning, things like that.
And it's pretty early, but Katie says at least the preliminaries look like the paddlefish have done well.
From what we have seen so far, now we're just in the preliminary stages of our research project, but what we have seen that there are a lot more paddlefish in the river than I anticipated. So I think we've had great success with our stocking program.
Now she expects this study will take about 4 to 5 years to complete. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.